If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning. I'm Jeff Sloan, and along with our morning team of Mark Pastoria, Kristen Kajawa, and Brian Morton, we welcome you to our morning show. We warm it up for the Paul W. Smith Show, which kicks off in the 6 a.m. hour. And on this show, we focus on highlighting stories of interest and relevance to our lives today. Glad you're joining us. Now, to get things rolling this morning, it's been a little over 2 years now since the start of the pandemic. And while we're not entirely out of the woods yet, there's no question that there's been improvements in vaccines and boosters that not only help prevent the vaccine, but actually help reduce the severity of it, even death in some cases associated with the virus should you become infected. And these new treatments are proving really effective as well. So I had an opportunity to speak with Tina Tsai. She authored a new story in Science News recently about the current status of the virus and the advancements in these new treatments. And I asked Tina, while I said, look, Tina, we've made great progress, but we're not entirely beyond this thing yet, are we?
No, unfortunately, we're not. And in my own personal circles, COVID is cropping up everywhere, it seems.
You know, and we really did think we were ahead of it, you know, with all of the vaccines now administered and the boosters and all the rest of it. You know, it really seemed like we were at least, you know, psychologically anyway, getting ahead of it. And then we come to find out all these variants, this virus has been very effective at manipulating its own construct so that it can avoid the impact or the effect of the vaccines. Is that really what's at play here, these variants?
The variants are part of it. These Omicron variants each have some additional little mutations that allow them to slip past the immune system. And that means that they can cause infection. The other part of the equation is that now everybody is tired of all of the measures that we had to take for the past 2 to 3 years. So, you know, people are not wearing masks as much anymore. I saw a statistic saying that cases have increased 200% since the mask mandate on transportation was lifted. So that tells you that human behavior is part of the equation.
Right. So the advantage in both cases inures to the virus, unfortunately. In the one case, in order to avoid the effect, the impact of the vaccines, these viruses, just in layman's terms, as I understand it, you know, essentially what they're doing is these viruses are mutating. The vaccines basically train your body to attack a certain virus of a certain very specific type, but a slight mutation here or there may not get detected, or the trained, help me out here, but the trained antibodies aren't effective in going after that particular form of the virus. So they're able to get through the line of defense. Is that essentially what's happening here?
Yeah. So what happens is that, you know, the virus is accumulating these mutations. It's not doing it on purpose. It just happens whenever the virus replicates itself. Sometimes there are mistakes. And sometimes those mistakes are to the virus's advantage.
Right. Those mistakes are the ones that are able to slip through. So they survive and replicate. And that's why we see new forms.
Exactly. And what's happening with the antibodies is that we have this whole spike protein, which is the one that the virus uses to get into our cells and infect us in the first place. And when we've gotten infected or when we've gotten vaccines, we've built up antibodies that will like glom on to certain parts of that spike protein and then prevent it from picking the lock to get into our cells. So a lot of these mutations have simply deleted those bits of the protein where those antibodies were able to latch on to the protein. So, you know, the antibodies are still there. They just can't do anything against the virus.
Yeah, and this is all just kind of right part and parcel and follows the protocol of the Darwinian way, right? I mean, this is evolution at its most basic.
Exactly. This has always happened and will always happen.
It's just the way nature works, and it's the way these things survive, replicate, and propagate, and they're very effective at doing it. Now, so that's how and why the virus is now, you know, working around the defense system that the vaccines were providing. Let's talk about if you get it. We have some treatments now that are highly effective. Give us kind of an overview of the playing field today in terms of treatments if I get this COVID-19 variant of one type or another today.
Well, to start off with, first of all, the vaccines are still really effective. They're not good at preventing you from getting infected, but they are good at preventing you from going on to develop severe disease that would land you in the hospital or kill you.
Okay, and so if I do get infected today, what are the steps I should take?
Yeah, so probably what you're going to do is take a home test. And if you test positive, you should call up your doctor, tell them that you have COVID, and ask them, what should I do? Should I get an antiviral drug? Most likely what they would prescribe you is something called Paxlovid. That's an antiviral that inhibits an important enzyme that the virus needs to replicate itself. And that's been like really, really effective. It's been about 89% effective at reducing hospitalization and death in the clinical trials.
Thank you, Tina. There's no question we've come a long way since the early days of the pandemic and both being able to ward off the virus in the first place, but in addition, being able to treat it now with new treatments currently available to us. Just to underscore, one big takeaway for me, make sure you get your vaccines and boosters because not only do they prevent, but they actually help ensure that you don't end up with a severe case if you are infected. We're going to run to a break, but we'll be right back on the Pre-W. Smith Show. Stick with us.